we're talking about the things we do for you, the Arizona homeowner, and we're happy to do it all week long. People reach out to us at rosieonthehouse.com and email us questions. Very typically, their first comment is, "Rosie, we tried to get in, but the phones are busy all 4 hours of the radio program." Well, we have an open line now if you want to sneak in, 1-888-767-4348. Romy, what are some of the emails that have come in over the course of this last week?
Our digital newsroom is going to start with a press release I received.
Okay.
So Mother's Day's coming up. You're going to be getting a lot of people tailoring to Mother's Day. Get Mama this, get Mama that. Mama deserves this. Mama deserves that.
Yes.
Spend all your money because Mama.
Well, save a little for Father's Day.
That's right.
You know, just save some.
When you think of these gifts, what first comes to mind?
For Mother's Day?
Yeah.
I'm a horrible gift giver. I usually defer to Jennifer. Jennifer, what should I get my mother?
What would you like? Yeah. would the Squatty Potty ever come to mind? I got a press release yesterday from the Squatty Potty. And what this...
For Mother's Day.
It's, yes. Yes.
Nice.
Give Mama what she deserves.
A Squatty Potty. And what is a Squatty Potty?
This is a bench.
I thought we were trying to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. What are we doing here?
Around the commode that when you're sitting on it, you pull this bench out and you put your feet on it. This elevates your knees above your heart, equal to or above your heart, just depending on how long your legs might be.
Yeah.
And you have to go to their website if you're curious to learn more.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to get any more descriptive. But in this position where your knees are elevated like that, it's supposed to be the natural way the body is designed to take care of that bodily function. And
That would win a place in your mother's heart, wouldn't it?
But what's interesting about it is how many people swear by it once they use it, so much to the point that they have an inflatable one that comes with a little air pump you can put in your purse and carry with you. So you don't ever have to worry about trying to handle your business and not have the pleasure of elevated knees.
Oh, I don't know.
So not only a bench one at the house, but an inflatable one.
I was thinking like flowers.
Yeah, that's kind of more what comes to mind.
I was thinking like
mind.
A nice car.
But you can get a Mother 20 is a keyword you can use to save 20% on a Squatty Potty if that's something that – the health benefits, it says it can help reverse or – the mother that this was designed for, after doing some research, when they talk about the amount of money that was spent trying to correct things, and this little simple invention has
that's wonderful, Romy.
Neglated the
what
need
else,
for
what
all
What else have
things.
You got in the digital
right, yeah.
newsroom there, huh?
Steve says, I'm looking at buying a house that was flipped. Is it illegal to do work on a home without permits and then flip it?
Boy, that is the dirty little hidden secret of the housing recession, is how many people bought homes for a dime, did hundreds of dollars of unpermitted, unlicensed work, and then put it back on the market for sale. They are breaking several laws in the course of doing all that. So I tell people, when you're buying a home you know is flipped, it's buyer beware. They were trying to do as much as possible for as little as possible. Very few of them were permitted. Very few of them used licensed contractors to get it done. And they were always trying to be cheap, cheap, cheap. So buyer beware. I tell people to this day, if you're buying an older home, if you can buy it in as near original condition as possible, that's your safest purchase of an older home.
Al writes in and wants to know, how do I find something you talked about on your radio program? And these ones always kind of humor me a little bit, because to fill out this form, you have to go to rosieonthehouse.com. And right next to the contact us, there's also a radio tab. Click the radio tab. He even knew the date of the broadcast. All of our broadcasts are organized by date. So just click on it. And he was looking for something that related to Vegapulse. Well, when you get to that date, you can hit Control F or Apple F if you have a Mac, and this brings up a search function. And you type in the word, and anywhere on that page that that word is typed out, it'll show up. So we detail in our archives keywords that were talked about in each segment so people can easily navigate to Vega. And you'd find the fiberglass Vega tail. It slips over existing Vegas to protect them from blistering sun. If you've got new exposed Vegas, this will keep them protected. If you've got old, cracked, ugly-looking ones, it's a guy in Tucson that fabricates these. And I cannot tell you, I brought this one up, how many times over the last 2 months since we've mentioned that, people, what was that? So really, really neat product.
It's a maintenance-free Vega tail.
And not only for Vegas, but it's good for a number of different things. If you've got a wood ledger or wood beams or an exposed beam above your garage door, any exposed wood, he can
When we get back, it's Paul and Larry who are on hold, as well as an open line for you right here at Rosie on the House.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.